the map, I'm 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 the map!
Hello.
Hello.
I'm eating my sushi.
Hi. So today we are talking about, I guess, dreams, and I guess, like, we have, like, one interesting story that we left you guys in a cliffhanger last time.
I'm gonna do the Abby Lee Miller one first.
Okay. And so then, so Paige's gonna tell, and Anna are gonna tell us about Bob and the Enchantment first.
Yes. So, Bob the Enchantment is a ghost that has haunted the Hollins house for many years. We kind of invented him in, like, when I was in fourth and she was in fifth grade.
Yes.
October of 2016.
Mm-hmm. And basically, me and Peja and Alaire were, like, in their house, I guess. I don't even remember. I have a really bad memory. But the lights were, like, flickering. And they had this flashlight thingy that has a ghost on it, I guess. And we were like, oh, it's the ghost. It's haunting the house. And we were gonna name it. And, of course, in our, like, child brains, like, the coolest, funniest joke ever is to name things Bob. So, his name is Bob.
Yes.
Bob the Enchantment. And then also, when me and Alaire and Peja and Spenny were at their house a little while ago,
there was somebody ding-dong-dished our house, but we were like, what is that noise coming from? Because they were kind of like, I don't know, they're like making weird noises or whatever. So then we were like, oh, what's going on? And so we thought it was Bob the Enchantment revisiting.
So we canceled him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah.
We lit matches and canceled his spirit.
All right. Now, Peja, you may start with your interesting dream.
So this was my interesting dream. It's very recent. Happened last night. And literally, I tell you, this is like the funniest dream I ever think has ever happened to me. So I believe I woke up at, like, 9 a.m., so I believe this dream started at, like, 6 a.m. or something.
You woke up early.
Huh?
You woke up early.
Yeah, I went to bed at, like, 2, but, yeah. So, basically, what happened was, like, I was, oh, right, I was dreaming, and if you don't know, I'm a very big fan of the show Dance Moms. And I literally quote it all the time. I do impressions.
Like the last episode, mm-hmm. We had the whole Kathy story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do impressions. I make jokes about it. You know, I reference it in dialogue all the time.
In dialogue.
And so basically, I was dreaming. And I was in, suddenly, I was in the city. And I was in Abby Lee Miller's dance studio. And then, suddenly, out of nowhere, I become Abby Lee Miller. But it's not, like, Abby Lee Miller, like when the show was airing. It's, like, Abby Lee Miller in a wheelchair. I was in a wheelchair. And I was, I had, like, this metal stick thing. And, oh, I was setting up the pyramid. And so I had, like, the headshots of all the dancers. And I had, like, the tape and the paper that say Abby Lee Dance Company covering it and everything like that. And I had, the metal stick, and I was, like, pointing at the girls. I was like, Paige, you are at the bottom of the pyramid because in the group dance, I mean, you bobbled on all your turns. Our arms, they were so sloppy, out of control. So that's why you're at the bottom. Your mother's antics in the dance room was horrible. Your mother is an embarrassment to the team.
Pause the story for 1 second. Loving the story. Spencer's on her, like, 7th goldfish dipped in wasabi, because I'm eating sushi.
Spencer.
And, like, it's, like, a 1-to-1 ratio of goldfish and wasabi. Hashtag math.
It's a spicy Cheez-It.
How are you not dying?
It's a spicy goldfish.
Spicy goldfish.
She is eating, like, chunks of wasabi.
That one's spicy.
It's like community fishbowl.
All right, continue with your story. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Just a little bit of my mind.
Yeah. And so suddenly, I'm just, you know, like, pointing out the flaws in the dancers during Pyramid. And I woke up, and that's honestly all I remember. I just remember, like,
yelling.
Yes. I remember yelling and just being Abby Lee. And then I woke up, and suddenly I was walking, and I wasn't in a wheelchair, and I was, yeah.
Love her. What queen.
Anyways. Well, we don't love Abby. She's kind of a bitch, but we love me. We love Peja.
Hold on, ready?
No. No. I had a really also interesting dream last night. So, shout out to Surf City People, because, so I was thinking of the regatta. I guess that was kind of like what was going on in my head when my dream, I guess. So, there was someone running, and they were handing me a baton. And as soon as I started running, I woke up and I started flailing my arms. And I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, what was that? That's pretty much all of my dream. And then I had a dream I was at a party, and then there was someone like I didn't like there. So I was like, oh, this is weird. That's my dream.
Interesting.
Anna, do you have any weird dreams?
So I like don't dream.
Wait, have you seen that thing? It's like if you don't dip your chopsticks in this, you're not hot.
Yeah, only hot people do that.
Only hot people do that.
Just so you know, guys. Anywho. Know.
Anna really said goodbye.
I really don't, like, I don't dream. I don't have dreams.
What was that?
Oh, spicy.
Probably because you dipped the thing in a chunk of wasabi.
Wait, guys, should I eat a chunk of wasabi for the views?
She just ate a chunk of wasabi, well, not even for the
views. It's going to clear my sinuses. I'll do it after Anna tells
us. It's for international listeners.
I want to dip it now.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait. I'm doing a big chunk for you guys.
Oh, dang. Doing, like, the tiniest. That's my chunk.
No.
Ew. That's actually nasty.
Wait, it's kind of good, though.
Oh! Ew! I just got a huge chunk of wasabi.
Not even that spicy. I just don't like the taste.
I like it with, like, the ratio I have. Okay.
Ooh.
That was a little too much last time.
Ugh.
My shinesses will be cleared, though.
Yes.
I'm gonna go get water. Keep the viewers entertained.
I have water.
Okay.
Me too.
I usually have a bunch of weird dreams. Have you ever had those dreams where, like, you fall, and then as soon as you're about to hit the ground, you wake up?
Yeah.
That happened to me, and it was scary. Okay, do you want to hear this? I had a dream I got shot.
Oh my god.
So, I was kidnapped with my, like, 7 brothers and sisters in my dream.
Yeah.
And he was trying to find, like, the guy was, like, we escaped.
Who's we?
Me and my siblings. I don't have 7 siblings, guys. Like, I don't know why I had 7 siblings in my dream.
Oh, in this particular dream, you had 7 siblings.
Yeah. Okay. So then, I was like, oh my gosh, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then, we're running away, and I turn around, and the guy shoots me, and then I wake up, and I was like, ow! But then nothing happened to me, because I actually didn't get shot. It was just scary.
Mm.
Have you ever had a dream where you're, like, falling, and then you wake up as soon as you, like, almost hit the ground?
No.
I had a dream that Ian jumped off of a roof, and he died. And then I woke up crying, and I was like, Ian's dead! He's not, though.
Bro, what?
He's still annoying.
His career is dead.
Yeah.
There's ginger, that'll clear your... Actually, that's not going to clear anything.
I really don't have many other dream stories. I had an interesting one the other night, but I can't share it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I mean, I shared it with you guys earlier, but...
Yeah. It's top secret, guys.
The other part of the dream was, though, I was actually, like... There was, like... I had, like, several dreams that night. The first one, I can't. But the second one, I was stuck on an island, and you had, like, 30 minutes where the water wouldn't flood in, and we were on this island, and the water was flooding, and we couldn't get back, and we were stuck. It was scary.
Who are you with?
I don't know. There's, like, random people in my dream.
Your dreams are so interesting.
I love them.
A lot of you guys are in it half the time. Like, random people.
Like, are we just, like, in the background or something?
You guys are just, like, in it for a hot second, and you leave. It's weird. And then, have you ever had those dreams that tell you something?
I did have one dream. Well, I'd say I dream, like, once every few months.
Sorry if you're listening to me eating food. It's kind of not probably appealing.
I probably dream, like, once every few months. But I never remember, unless I, like, talk about it that day, I guess. Like, I'm not going to remember a dream unless I remember talking about it. So, I remember talking about this. So, when I was at the ranch,
I'll share it to you.
I don't know. Wait. It's, like, on the tip of my brain. So, So I was like really sick for one of the weeks and I was like dying. Aww. And then I had a dream that they were like, wait. It's on the tip of my brain. I had a dream that like they had Michelle and Sarah come pick me up and then like go to like the emergency room and then I'm like forgetting what's happening, but I just remember telling someone at the ranch, I don't even know who, but like I remember telling her that like everyone I knew was there, like I was actually dying.
Really?
And everyone I knew was there, like you both were there and like everyone on that amazing artwork wall of mine, literally everyone was there, like everyone that I know, and there were like 30 people in my little hospital room, but it was like the same hospital room from when I got surgery because that's the only one that I've ever like stayed overnight in.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's like what I remembered. But
what'd you die from? Like,
I don't know, but I was in that room and there were like a lot of people there.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't really remember anything else that happened. But I remember telling someone that.
That's scary. Did you like wake up and were you like, oh my gosh?
Did you have like chills or something?
Yeah, because like since I don't dream that much, when I wake up, like I don't realize.
Do you remember your dreams when you dream?
I do.
I feel like I remember it the day of, or I remember it if I talk about it.
I dream every single night.
Really?
I literally dream every single night.
That's I've also had a dream about puppies.
Aww.
But I always, will get a puppy, and then I'll wake up and I'll be like, I did not just get a puppy. I hate everything.
This is my favorite... Sorry. This is my favorite dream I've ever had, and it's the funniest. So, I went to Asheville. It's in North Carolina, and we stayed in a house there. This was probably 3 years ago of this specific house. Mm-hmm. So, it was me, my stepmom, and my brother. And... Is it up?
Yes. Okay.
Hey!
Yes, our newest episode just got published.
You guys won't hear this till like next week, like after this, yeah. The first one. But
yes.
Yeah, so we were stuck in this house. It was just me and my brother and my stepmom. I don't even know where the rest of my family was. And the girl from The Ring, she's like standing at our door and she's trying to get in. And then Ian goes like, he's like, the lady from The Ring is here. She's gonna kill us. And then my stepmom takes a frying pan and starts beating up this girl from The Ring. And we're like, she's like, I got this all handled. And then, yeah, it's like the funniest dream ever. And we still laugh about it to this day. So, yeah.
I love that.
Wait, so that was 3 years ago?
Well, I had this dream, like, maybe a year ago. Oh, but, okay. Like, the house we stayed in 3 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Do you guys visualize stuff? Like, when something's happening to you, do you ever visualize it in a place that was in your past? Because yeah. I've had, like, visualizations of when people describe stories to me, I don't visualize it in their house. I'll visualize it in, like, an old house I once lived in.
Do you also, have you seen
I always
things?
Think of things in my, the brick house. The brick house.
Yes. Yeah.
302 Beaver Street.
Mine always happens around some kind of, like, old lake house or something. But, what was I say? Also, have you guys seen those things on, like, TikTok or something? It's, like, you've seen these places in your dreams.
Yeah.
I've literally looked at them, like, I've seen that before. Like, that's so weird. It's so weird.
Like it's, like, those creepy preschool rooms.
A lot. Long hallway.
Yeah, stuff. Long hallway. Like, creepy parking garages.
Mm-hmm. And the scariest part with, like, scary dreams is it's so hard to, like, wake up from those. Like, you can't sometimes.
Oh,
like,
I think one of my first nightmares I had was when I was a toddler, and it was, like, of these weird, like, singing noise, and I remember it was, like, in a creepy preschool room.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was, like, maybe four.
I've also had dreams where I've, like, gotten up, and I've walked in my house, and then I just, like, it's all dark.
I've had those, it's so scary.
And I looked and I just sat there for a bit and it was creepy.
When I actually did have surgery, I had a dream the night before surgery that like I got surgery and I was like also dying.
Do you ever have a dream about like something touching you, like physically touching you?
Like, because, okay, so the other night I had a dream and I was in a pool, and but the it was different. This pool was filled with salt water, and there's all these miniature crabs, and they were beige. And oh my god. Oh, sorry, this is, Spencer just had like three goldfish all stuck together and it looked kind of funny. But anyways, I was in the saltwater pool. It was filled with salt water, and there was like these tiny beige colored crabs, but there were tons of them in the water. And all they were doing is like violently pinching me all throughout my body.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the dream I had the other night whenever that happened. I was like, I felt that. And I was like, yeah.
I'm realizing that all my dreams are about like dying in hospitals or
or just like
puppies.
Watch too much Grey's Anatomy.
I think I just die too much.
I crack myself up.
Oh, this episode is like 15 minutes. That's not bad.
Yeah.
You gotta account for the dad late tax.
My brother dads always are says. Always late.
Oh, yeah.
Love my dad, but...
Maddie E.
Maddie E.
Maddie B. Raps. Do you like me a little bit?
I don't really like you a little bit. Come on, girl.
You like me a little... Oh, wait, do you know one video?
Not even a little bit.
You know the one video? He's with the hashtag sisters, and he's, like, in the laundry mat.
Yes, yes.
Is that a little bit? It's so funny.
I like the one where he's, like... Me and your daughter. Hashtag awkward silence. Yes. I think that is this it for our episode, y'all?
I don't think so. I think there's one more thing.
I think we do have one more thing.
One sec, there's an ad.
Me and your daughter.
Don't go in there.
How long is this gonna take?
Just a little bit.
It's the remix. Bruh,
why is it a remix? Here it is. Sorry,
now
guys.
Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 on Verizon 5G.
That's such a bummer.
Samsung Galaxy, well, we can't get you one.
Hey, we only use Apple here. We're sponsored by anyone but Samsung.
Yeah.
Switch to Verizon and get up to $1,000 off.
You kids are lazy.
Here it is.
I hired two kids in the laundromat
to work.
Not sing.
Not sing.
Not flirt.
What?
How much are we getting paid to do this?
Just a little bit.
Wait, run it. One, two, three.
Me and your daughter.
Me and your daughter.
Being your mama.
Oh.
What's your guys' favorite flavor of goldfish?
Extra cheddar.
Parmesan or extra cheddar.
Ooh.
Or the red hot.
You've tried those? Are they good?
So far.
Okay, debate. Is the goldfish rainbow the same as goldfish original?
No.
No. The rainbow is probably my favorite.
Mm. The rainbow? I don't like the red ones or the green ones.
Leave.
What about the...
The green ones are my favorite.
Yeah, same. And the purple ones. I like those.
There are purple ones?
Yeah.
I like the red one. You like me a little bit?
Me and your dollar. Also... Who else likes the pretzel cheese? I mean, not pretzel cheese. It's the pretzel goldfish. I do.
I don't like those.
I like the ones that are pretzel and extra cheddar mixed.
Oh,
I like those because they taste like cheddar.
Yeah, my brother used to get those.
Does your brother listen to this podcast?
Comment down below which you guys' favorite cheese. No, goldfish is. I can't actually
see. Oh my gosh, wait. I guess he could now. Because he follows this account now. If you're listening, Nick, text me and tell me that you listened.
Yeah.
Also, miss you. Love you. I want to visit you. Mwah.
Road trip? Question
yes.
Let me just steal a car. Y'all, I get my permit in 2 months.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I get my permit in, 3 months.
No, I don't even like.
Actually, exactly 3 months. You know, I'll be 16.
Oh yeah.
I don't even like you a little bit.
Come on, girl. You like me a little bit.
Oh no. This is okay. My phone keeps turning off, y'all.
What else can we talk about?
I don't know.
Have we got any?
Oh. So see how my window's open?
Mm-hmm.
So my head goes there, and then I can look at the stars. See that? I think that's pretty cool. I was telling them earlier, I've been leaving my curtains open all night. Because I like looking at the stars at night. They're so pretty. And then, because my bed's, on the window. The whole window is on my bed. On the side. My bed's halfway on the wall. But, I look at the stars at night. And then I, watch the sunrise in the morning, kind of. I don't watch it rise, but it's, it gets brighter while I'm getting ready.
That's cute.
It's cute.
Do you guys remember the song So Perf? Everything you do is so perf. Oh, my God.
You got a good
work to work. So perf. So perf. Oh, wait. Did you guys watch Wasabi Productions?
Yes! I love Alex and what's his name?
Joy!
Rolanda. Paisha used to watch it and tell me about it, and I was so confused.
Oh, wait.
My little brother was obsessed, and he cried when they broke
up. Hi, my name's Rolanda.
My
name's Rolanda.
You're such a hottie.
Can I kiss you?
I want your body.
That's what she says to Richard. And then Richard.
I want your body.
And then Richard's like, oh, he always has his eyebrows. He's always like, did this thing.
Yes, he did that.
Rolanda! Spencer just raised her eyebrows up and down viciously, and that's what Richard did.
So perf.
Anna's dying.
Anna, you good? Do you need me to come burp you?
It's because of that diggity dang wasabi.
I got you, fam.
Yeah. Okay, international fans, I'm right here. I represent, I don't represent because I'm white, but I'm all. Oh. Everything you do is so
kidding. I would never light anyone's house on fire. I love everyone. Oh, this is a cute picture. What is this? PSO. This is a cute picture. When did we take this?
I don't know.
Sorry, all guys, right. I just died.
Anna just died. Her nightmare came true.
Oh, no.
Patience, guys. Today's Patience has been on fire with, the comments.
I just die sometimes.
Come back.
I just die sometimes. It's no big deal.
I just cry sometimes. It's no big deal. Anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
L-O-L. All right. Sorry. All right. We love you guys.
We love you guys, and we hope.
Love you so much.
We would so die for you.
I would literally die.
Anna literally died. She, like, was coughing up the toilet.
We also just, like, another shout-out to our international fans. We love you guys all so much.
Love you.
If
you're in Pakistan,
Brazil, or Germany,
good luck with things.
What?
Like, overseas things. I'm jealous. I want to be somewhere that's not...
Yes, I'm, like, right I want to, like, what she's saying is, like, we want to, like, be with you.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm kind of dying, so...
I'm kind of, like, hating...
Don't take anything
that
I say...
I'm kind of
hating
the U.S.
Same.
Yeah.
Don't take anything that I say to be, like, actual, like, words.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, bye!
All right, bye, guys! Love you!
Goodbye!
That's hot. Copyright Paris Hilton.